Welcome to the Language Podcast. I'm your host, Jada Marie, and we got things to talk about. I know y'all didn't get an intro. Y'all won't get the outro music either. I'm just recording to get this to y'all. I'm late. I'm sorry. But let me do my check-in because last week, y'all, let me tell y'all, we didn't have air. Our air conditioner went out and it was like 98 degrees, 94 degrees. So just know. I don't really get bad sleep. I normally sleep good, but waking up at 12, like, is this night almost over? That's what I was going through last week. So I've been catching up on my sleep. I'm well rested, still focusing inward, and that's about it. I'm not gonna lie, y'all. Social media is kicking my butt. And it's just kicking my butt because what are we doing? It just confuses me sometimes that, not even, it doesn't confuse me. I have to learn that we don't all have common sense. That's number one. Like, we all don't have common sense. And so you see things that's going on and you like, okay, this is what it is. This is why it's happening. But then I read the comments just to see if everybody on the same page, and people be on a whole nother page. Matter of fact, they be in a whole nother book. I don't even know what they are talking about sometimes in the comments. It's like, this has nothing to do with what is being talked about on this post. Whatever. Of course, they're speeding up banning TikTok. Well, we got 268 days. I mean, we got a little less than the rest of the year. So we'll see what happens. Y'all already know how I feel about that. It's interesting how they placing their energy on, not even their energy, how they're placing their agenda on certain things, trying to get things banned. But we all, as Americans, already know we have other issues that y'all could be taking care of. But y'all want to come for TikTok, and we see why y'all want to come for TikTok. It's a learning tool. And every social media is all about how you use it. I use TikTok to learn, and they don't want us to come together and learn. Cool. Bookies, my bookies, baby, y'all. I am still reading This Could Be Us. I am on part two of this book, and most of the time when I'm reading, my mouth is open because what? This book is great. One thing I love about Kennedy Ryan and her characters is the diversity. And I like how she brings up conflict that doesn't really have anything to do with, you know, a white man being with a black woman, or, you know, just things that interracial relationships can bring up. Conversations is more just, this is the relationship and this is the conflict, and this conflict can happen in any relationship. But I like the diversity in her characters. I took advantage of Target's buy two get one free book sale that they had. So I got six new books, and I want to tell y'all what they're called. It's called it's called The Paris Apartment, The Coworker. Y'all know Miss Frida, I need to get back on that, because baby, her and her thrillers, she and her plot twist and everything, she does what needs to be done. So I also picked up All the Dangerous Things and A Flicker in the Dark by Stacey Willingham. I've never heard of her, but I have seen some of her books pop up on Pinterest, TikTok. So we got two of these books to see what Miss Stacy is all about. The House of Eve, and I heard that was good, so I'm excited to read that one. That's a black book. And this is another black book by Tia Williams, her new book called A Love Song for Ricky Wilde. So those are the six books that I picked up. I will put all of these books, the titles and the authors, I'll put that in the description. So if y'all want to go look for them, y'all can. And that's what I got for my bookies. I can say also, I was traveling this weekend, and when I was reading This Could Be Us, the flight attendant, her name was Miss Shayla, Southwest. She recommended me. She saw I was reading This Could Be Us, and she was like, this is a good book. And I'm like, I know that I cannot put the book down. Like, even when I put the book down, I'm thinking about, like, I want to pick this book back up and keep on reading it. So she just reinforced that it's a good book. And then she came and let me know that she has this other series. And I'm going to have to let y'all know what that is next time because I don't have the information. Some of y'all actually probably heard of it. But she was just, you know, recommending some other books. Matter of fact, I'll leave those book recommendations in the description also. But yeah, Miss Shayla put me on to some new books. And I really enjoy... I don't know if we've always been reading like this, if everybody is like, this is their goal for the year, but just the book community that I have been seeing across TikTok, Instagram, Pinterest, like, keep it going, y'all. I love to know that we are reading books. It warms my heart. So let's keep doing it. I mean, I already brought up book clubs and all of this. I told you I was going to join a book club. I haven't found one yet, but I am still looking, so... Yeah, I love it. Let's keep that energy going. Now, the topic today, and I'm bringing up this topic because times are hard, okay? And whenever you are thinking about moving out, living on your own, some people don't have the luxury to live on their own. Like, you might have to get a roommate depending on what is going on in your life. And I want to talk about this topic of roommates because... I feel a certain way about roommates, and I just want to know how y'all feel about roommates. And my stance on roommates goes back to when I was in college. I moved off of campus my junior year, and my thing is, oh, maybe my sophomore year. I really can't remember. I'm pretty sure it was my sophomore year, but maybe like going into my junior year. And the thing is, of course, in college, that's when you're really trying to find roommates because, you know, you're trying to you want everybody to split the bills. It makes life easier. But me, on the other hand, I'm an only child. I haven't grown up in a house with other people like my age. So my thing was, when I was in college, I'm not really looking for a roommate outside of a roommate that I'm already placed with in on campus. Like, my roommate that I had on campus, I love her. We was roommates freshman year and sophomore year. I love you, Leah. You know, you my baby. And I just know that we all have different types of, like, dirty. And me and Leah, our dirty was clothes, okay? We getting ready to go somewhere, do something. We just got clothes everywhere. Like, it ain't no food, none of that. Like, that's trifling to me, but whatever. So, back to what I was saying. I just knew at that point in life, roommates are not for Jada. Like, I don't want to do roommates simply because you pay your part of the bills, and who am I to tell you who can come here, what you could do? Not even what you could do, but I don't like people at my house. I don't like everybody at my house. I feel like everybody should not be welcomed at your house. That is your space, and everybody doesn't deserve to come to your house. And I feel like in college, you know, everybody, not to say everybody looking for, oh, who got their own house, who got this, who got that, but I don't need nobody trying to befriend me or be in my space because I have my own space. And I don't need somebody thinking, you know, that my house is somewhere that they can come. You don't pay bills. It's not that. So ever since I have lived on my own off campus, I have lived on my own. I've never had a roommate. The only time I live with somebody is the person I was in a relationship with, but I'm not living with a roommate where you bring your own company and you clean up and do all of that, because one, I clean up every day. Not every day, once a week. Whether it's Saturday or Sunday, I'm cleaning up. That's what I'm doing. And I don't feel the need to tell a grown adult, like, we cleaning up, this what we doing. Like, I don't feel the need to do that. And I just feel like I'm not going to get into it with somebody. I'm not going to raise somebody, because one thing I learned about being in college, women are nasty. Women are disgusting. And I understand you might have a phase of time. You might be going through something that might be causing you to be disgusting at that time, I guess. But go be disgusting on your own. Like, I don't want to deal with it. And that's another thing. Like, if I don't want to clean up, I don't have to clean up. Like, you know, like, I don't have to. If you have a roommate, you just moving a little differently because y'all want to respect each other and each other's space. Cool. I get that. But also, I'm not about to sit here and tell somebody, you know, you need to wash these dishes. You need to do this. You need to do that. We're not doing that. And so I don't like to share my space. And here's one thing that I want to bring up when it comes to this topic, because some people have roommates that they have never met. Some people have roommates as adults. It's not just this college thing where, oh, we all going to school. It's this. No, some people as adults, they have roommates. And the thing about roommates is you want to be cool to the point where it's not, you know, weird energy, that y'all feel comfortable in the house. But then people get too comfortable sometimes with how close you are with some, how close the relationship that y'all developed. And then they forget about the rules and the boundaries that have been set. And here's an example, because I feel like the bathroom is personal. My bathroom is personal. So if I'm your roommate and I have a bathroom and you have a bathroom, there's no reason why you or your company should be using my bathroom. I don't care if it's the bathroom that's in the hallway that if you normally didn't have a roommate, everybody will use, but you have a roommate and that's my bathroom. And I feel like the bathroom and my bedroom, those are off limits and those are personal, because you don't know, you know, in a bathroom, you don't know what people are doing when they're in there. You don't know what I have in the bathroom that I don't want people to see. I don't want people touching my toothbrush. I don't want people drawing their hands on my tile that isn't for them to dry their hands on. You know, I just feel like the bathroom is very personal. But I also feel like when you start to become really close with the roommate or y'all have a relationship, some of those rules might go out the window. And then you start to feel a little awkward because it's like, I'm not comfortable with this, but I need to, you know, we need to talk about this. These are still the rules, cool or not. Also, tissue is a thing. That's another thing. Did y'all not forget, like, 4 years ago, people were straight in the stores fighting over tissue, whether it was a shortage, no matter what it is. Like, if I'm buying my own tissue, supplying my own tissue, there is no reason why you should be using my bathroom. Everybody also has different rules about their bathroom. You have some people put my toilet seat down. Some people are very big about that. And I just feel like if you're not abiding by the rules, and even if you are abiding by the rules, I don't want you using my bathroom. People have mats that they step on when they get out the shower. If a guest come in the bathroom, you got your outside shoes on, which you shouldn't even have your outside shoes on past my front door. But you got your outside shoes on, stepping on my mat. Like, it's just things like that. And I just think that the bathroom and the bedroom are spaces that should be that person's. If I pay for it, it's mine. And if you're trying to use my bathroom or your guests are using my bathroom, then you need to put a discount in my rent, period. So I just want to know, how do y'all feel about roommates? Do y'all like roommates? Is that something that you're more prone to because some people don't like to live alone? Would you do a roommate because you might not be able to afford your bills on your own? Like, what would make you have a roommate? Honestly, I'd rather figure it out, go to work, work my ass off, pay my bills, and not have a roommate. I want to come home to peace and quiet. I don't want to come home to maybe my roommate, you know, even just being on the couch or something, because if I come home and I don't want to talk, I don't want to talk. So, and I get over time, depending on if you and your roommate just have an understanding, they know, like, I don't want to talk, whatever. But some people, they just don't. They don't get it. Then it puts you in an awkward situation for you to continue to reinforce your boundaries, because people just start to, I don't know, not even forget. And your boundaries are your responsibilities, nobody else's. You can't blame people for not respecting your boundaries if you don't respect them and implement them and standing on them. So that's me. That's my take on roommates. How do y'all feel about it? I know also, like, being roommates with your best friend, all of that, again, those ruin relationships. I ain't trying to ruin a relationship. I can come to your house. You can come over. I leave. You leave whenever. But just being there all the time, like, nah. And hey, it could be because I am an only child. It could be that some people could be like, girl, you tripping. Ain't nothing wrong with a roommate. Roommate's cool. Roommate's fine. Let me know if I'm tripping. How do y'all feel about roommates? Now, y'all know, I still haven't been watching TV. I'm still behind. I'm focusing on other things, and TV just isn't my top priority right now. Again, reality TV is just strange, and I'm good. No new music. I don't have any new music for y'all. I'm still listening to Cowboy Carter, and I'm listening to old music also. So when I say old music, Cleo Soul, you know, just, I don't know. Again, I'm not saying the new music isn't doing anything for me, but I see the rap niggas. I see what's going on. I don't want no parts. I ain't talking about it. I'm not a rap girl. I feel like y'all, I mean, I'm not gonna say y'all not into music, but from the analytics, y'all don't care about 80s R&B, but hey, cool. Hopefully I was able to add some new songs to y'all playlist, but that's what it is, y'all. Life is lifing, always. That's what it is to be an adult, and that's all I got for y'all. I don't really got nothing else to say, because like I said, the intro music, the outro music, I know that this recording isn't even going to be the same quality that y'all are used to listening to, but I am giving y'all the episode because I just kind of got behind. I got behind, y'all. I was traveling, and I know that that's where I struggle most, and I try to make sure that I still do the things that I need to do, but look, y'all, what I be saying, life be lifing. So I'm showing myself grace, and I hope that y'all show yourself grace through life and day by day. When you don't get things done, just know you got another day or another time to get it done. It'll get done. But y'all know what to do. Follow me on @its_jmarie2e's and email me at itsjmarie2e's9@gmail.com. I will see y'all next week. Talk to y'all next week. And yeah. Keep your head up. We got this.